Looking at the market currently, similar to what we believe a lot of SA managers have been mentioning, we do find that there's better value offshore in global equities, particularly the large cap, high quality global businesses, which we think, while global markets are certainly volatile and economic outlooks uncertain, we think if you look at the valuation of these businesses, there's certainly a lot of downside priced in, and we think for longer term, they're incredibly attractive on single-digit PE multiples. Compared against this, when we look at the South African equity market, certainly a lot of domestic businesses have done incredibly well over the last 10 years. And we look at the drivers of what delivered those earnings growth and capital appreciation, we think it's unlikely to recur going forward. If you look over the last 10 years, SA corporate has effectively grown its share of GDP by 2 or 3%. As a result of utilization of the fantastic infrastructure that was in place in this country, as a result of tax rates coming down, as a result of increasing credit penetration and real job creation. And if you look, none of these factors are likely to be supportive of corporates growing their margins in the future. So as a result, when we look at the valuations on a purely domestically focused South African businesses, and we look at the prospects for growth in the economy and in their margins and profitability for the next 10 years, we don't find particularly attractive investment opportunities. Where we do find opportunities locally, though, and one must bear in mind that the JSE has got a number of global businesses listed on it due to history and specific circumstances. There are a number of global businesses like Richemont or SAB that happen to be listed on the JSE. We do find some value in those shares, but in particular at the moment is the resource sector. If you look at the commodity cycle, peaked in 2008, you saw a massive sell-off and commodity prices have once again moved up quite dramatically. What's quite different to the 2008 experience this time is that share prices have not followed. If you think back to 2008, Anglo's peaked at 550 Rand, Sasol peaked well over 400, close to 500 Rand. Whereas this time round, even though we do expect commodities to remain cyclical and commodity prices themselves to come down, we find that we can discover a lot of value in particular names in the resource sector. Shares that we find particularly attractive at the moment, Anglo American at 280 Rand, we believe it's currently trading at about 11 times normal earnings, 7 times spot earnings, with an incredibly attractive profile of growth assets coming on over the next 3 or 4 years, which will see a big driver of earnings growth for this business. And we don't believe the market's appropriately pricing for that. Sasol as well, we think on 7 times normal earnings, an incredibly attractive asset, again with fantastic growth profile outside of South Africa. The other areas that we think is quite an interesting opportunity is some smaller companies, in particular a business like AECI. Coronation's a large shareholder in AECI. The chemicals and explosives business continue to do well, particularly strongly tied to the resource growth, the growth in mining in this country and in Africa. And one of the unique opportunities that AECI benefits from is the large land portfolios that it's built up over time, which are potentially incredibly valuable with a big piece of land in Somerset West, and more importantly, an enormous piece of land in the middle of Gauteng, the Modderfontein property right on top of the Gautrain, which we think potentially offers a further 30 to 40% upside to the current share price. One of the final areas where we think there's potentially going to be attractive returns going forward are what we call low growth and exciting businesses, but which potentially can pay back a lot of cash in the form of dividends. In particular, we think the banks are looking as likely candidates for return of capital over time. In the short term, that capital is unlikely to come back until banking regulations are finalized. But since the banks are generating an enormous amount of free cash at the moment and not growing their loan books, they've got the potential to increase their dividends. We've seen ABSA already cut their dividend cover and pay out a much higher dividend. There's potential for FirstRand to pay special dividend. We've seen Standard Bank repatriating capital. So we believe that with reasonable bottom line earnings growth as cost of credit comes down, plus slow growing loan book, the banking sector is potentially a very attractive source of dividends. Another very attractive source of dividends is MMI, the Momentum MetLife merged entity, currently sitting on a 7% forward dividend yield with potential further growth in earnings from the synergies from the merger over the next 2 to 3 years, we believe is a very attractive investment for investors with a longer-term outlook.